This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I think summer is for relaxing, not grocery shopping, cooking and doing tons of dishes. With Factor's ready-to-eat meal delivery, I can rest easy knowing that I can eat well without the work.
Love that.
Plus, they have tons of balanced and delicious add-ons like smoothies, shakes, and snacks that are perfect for staying on track during all my summer activities. And if you think that's all I have to say about it, you're wrong. Factor makes it easy to eat well for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and everything in between with fresh, never frozen meals that are so delicious you won't even believe they're actually nutritious.
Whoa.
So head to go.factor75.com/banter120 and use code banter120 to get $120 off. That's code banter120 at go.factor75.com/banter120 for $120 off. Now it's time for the show.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good.
Dynamic banter.
Don't forget the history rose. Dynamic banter.
Dude, I can't. I want to hear a supercut of all the podcasts that have this sponsor.
Yeah,
I want to hear them reading there.
It's like they don't even test it out.
We're going Banter 120 at GoFactor75120.com/20 at go20.banter120.org.
Com or
75.120 for $120 off.
That's
$75.
$145 off with Banter 120 at Factor. Go ahead now. .com.
And then the special, or the, and I'll tell you guys, the special deal this month is, I'll tell you, $123 off at Banter 120 at GoFactor 75. 125.
Go ahead and factor that yourself so you can see the savings and feel the savings.
Whoa.
And what, and that'll be about 120 Banter. And that's my mistake. www.banter.
Here at Factor 75, we've got 125 ways for you to save. Go to Banter 123. That's at Banter 127. Factor 75. You'll get $125 off $120.
Your first purchase of $120 will be $75 off thanks to promo code BANTER120.
All right, let's just make fun of the sponsor for the whole rest of the show.
They're not going to come back, and that's going to hurt both of our lives.
It's too late. We've already done it for like 3 minutes.
Yeah. Yes, but it also is honest, and it's a valid point.
Yeah.
It's definitely how people lose sponsors, though.
For sure.
Yeah.
But the thing is like, come on, man. What are you guys doing over there?
Read it over. Read it over out loud.
Someone read that in a meeting, and they were like, perfect.
Dude, I'll take it off the company. I'll put it on myself. That's like if I wrote an ad, and I didn't. What I've been doing with like tweets and even texts, messages, is I'll highlight the whole thing and then I'll have the computer read it back to me. I'll have my phone read it back so I could hear whether or not it's complicated. And that, I think that wouldn't pass the complication test.
The problem is that we're dealing with a company called Factor 75.
Yeah.
I think there's probably already a billion companies called Factor.
For
already.
Sure. But you could be, there's 1,000 other words you could put in there. Like it's meal prep and we don't even, it doesn't even really say that. So it could be like factormealprep.com. You want to get $120 off that? Go to factormealprep.com/banter120 for $120 off your Factor meal plan. 75.
I think...
Welcome back. It just can be better. I think that's a very small company that doesn't have a marketing team, if I'm guessing, because I don't see how that passes the marketing team's test.
You can't give that. I mean, look, maybe like I'm saying though, man,
and the next part. And then you get to the next part of the sentence, and that is...
They can't not be factor 75.
Yeah, they can.
But I think that's probably where their wall is.
Uh-huh.
Like, someone... I bet they've had meetings and meetings and meetings. There's someone over there that's like, it's got to be factor 75. And I bet they've had meetings and meetings and meetings where someone's like, look, if we change the site to factor meals...
Can I? Can I fix that?
Yeah, absolutely fix it.
So if the dead end is, we're actually going above and beyond right now, if you want to be honest.
This is still the end. We're getting a long ass.
And you're going to hate it, but you're welcome for this. Tell me where the dead end is. Because if the dead end is factor 75 cannot change, what can we do? You know, Lord bless me with the strength to accept things as they are and to not... have anything to do with the things that I don't have the power to change.
This is our master class on marketing from YouTubers that have been in the game for a while.
Yeah, we have to say it. So let us help you get food to people.
Yeah.
What we can change, which is so easy, is our promo code.
Right.
So take, if the problem is there's too many numbers, you take the number out of the promo code and you make it clear that we say, take $120 off using the promo code BANTER.
I've got to wait.
Instantly five less numbers in the ad read.
How about this? Because they're probably like really loving this $120 off.
If people are using it.
And like $120 off.
That's a huge discount.
Someone on their team is like, look, nobody else is doing this much off. Like, we're doing $120 off. That's crazy.
So that's what you say. You say no one else is doing a discount like this. And that's how you get them. You're like, what the hell's the discount? $120 off. How do I get it? Promo code BANTER.
Okay. I believe that it's not just about saving the ad read. I think it's about saving the ad read and making it fun. So... my idea, so this is us in the room with them, right? I'm like, Mike, fantastic idea. Mike and I have been workshopping this. I think truly you drop the 120 off the code. You just hammer home in the copy that it's $120 off the meal.
Which is an unheard of
discount. Which is unheard of. We make that part of the ad read. We hammer it home. And then the code is BANTER. Mama, we're home.
Yeah, because it makes where you actually have to go to convert the action to a purchase way less complicated.
But let me present you, ladies and gentlemen, with one more choice here. Lights? Hang on. Sorry, I wasn't ready. Can you vamp, Mike?
We here love
ramp
having our meals cooked for us, don't we? And I'm sure when we break for lunch, we all would love to have a meal cooked for us, and we do. We have a bunch of Factor 75 meals prepped for you and for everybody else in this room right now. All three of us. We can eat a box of these things. And that's what, are we good?
Yes, we're good. So imagine you need scissors.
We're going to have to open these boxes somehow. And I don't think there's enough scissors for everyone.
We told you all that our presentation came with freebies, donuts, and coffee. And I can tell some of you really enjoy those donuts.
You can't say that.
I am pointing at you. And that's okay, because they're free, so... Imagine having scissors everywhere you go.
I put one of these whole donuts in my mouth before putting it back out.
I think Factor 75 could bundle scissors in their meals. That way you get into the meal easier.
But then you're adding another number for everyone.
Scissors. No, okay, so honestly, my other pitch, dude, for real... is
gonna hate this
dude is totally should I just send them this whole clip? I'm gonna do it
and they're like, well, we have actually something even easier to take care of this whole problem. You're fine. This is what we did to the last 17 people we tried to change.
We spent a lot of time on this. We're gonna stick with our confusing promo code and address. Thank you very much.
Dude, can I say this as a very honest, earnest thing? Zoya has been working with a personal trainer, and she's down however many pounds, and she looks great. She's been exercising every day, and she does meal prep for the entire week.
Oh, meal prep.
So if she had a Factor 75 in her life, you order it instead of sitting there and making it hours and hours the first day you meal prep.
I know.
So it's a great thing. You get a ton of money off, and I want to help get it to people. But there are bumps in the road that we could help you smooth out.
We have friends who use it, and they love it. And they're like, this is like the best one I've tried so far of all the like meal delivery ones and stuff. Like, for real. So we're here to help. We just want to inject. Look.
We wouldn't be talking about it if we didn't care about it.
Our show has a unique aspect of the advertising portion.
Yeah, it's already bad enough.
Where it's like bonkers and weird, but we get so many comments from people saying that they like really enjoy the ads.
Dude, whenever I get one that says like, it's the only podcast I don't skip the ads. That's a blessing.
We got to have a shirt that just has that.
Don't skip the ads. I don't skip the ads.
I'll never skip the ads.
I don't skip the ads. In episodes 1 through 246, and as a result, I've gotten $10,047 off of the following 77 brands by using promo code BANTER.
120.
Dude, my favorite is when people hit me up months later and was like, "Do you still have a code for whatever?"
I know.
And I'm like, "Give BANTER a shot."
Yeah.
Give it a shot. Before you contact me, give it a shot.
It's almost never been BANTER. At least.
Also, what makes you think like we would be like, 7 months ago, those persons sold that thing on our show.
Right.
Of course that is what it was.
Yeah. It's even worse when we don't have that sponsor anymore. Dude, and we're like, they didn't like us.
You would have a better shot at remembering you as the listener would have a better shot of remembering what it was than either of us would.
I mean, I think this should be on us a little bit too, because maybe we could have pushed back in the emails and been like, look, our promo code forever is BANTER.
Yeah.
Like,
this is where I'm going to say something that doesn't shine on us very favorably, but we could have read it.
Not only could we have read it, we could have replied to it and said, it's BANTER. We want to make it easy for our audience.
Which we should, because we've done that with countless other stuff. It's just there's not always time to be like.
I wonder if that's just the answer over all of
this. Yes. So what we've found out from this 13 minute conversation is that what you just heard, if that's confusing, it's our fault. It's our fault.
It's a two-way street.
Yes.
It's a two-way street.
But if we were.
They
I think we have the power
to
fix something.
Yeah, because they're still making the mistake of adding the number into the promo code, because everything's numbers with this thing. And some people, I don't know, this is kind of hot take maybe. Some people have trouble with numbers.
Yeah. Ooh.
So like.
Also, letters are tough.
Dude, so like, you know, we want to make it easy. So here's my other option, okay? I think you had a really good solution. With you just drop the number and we hammer home the 120 in the ad read. Bada bing, bada bip. Everyone goes home happy.
Yeah.
Everyone gets what they want. But may I present an option that saves them money?
You can present an option to me and it will stay the same.
And and this is still being sent to them as the ad. As the pre-roll ad.
They asked for one
for Factor 75.
Yeah. At the end of this, we should say what it is again.
Yeah.
So we'll give them the code exactly for real. Yeah.
But my other suggestion is so they're Factor 75.
Yeah.
Take the $120 out. Like, it is a really good deal, but imagine how much money they'd save if they just forever take $75 off. So it's Factor 75. With $75 off always when you sign the first time you sign up.
Maybe they did that and it wasn't good enough.
Potentially, but I think that if we're having fun with the alliteration and we want the company name to get ingrained in their brains a little bit, you go Factor 75, $75 off at factor75.com/banter75. Boom.
Because then it's all 75.
75, 75, 75. And you're like, why do I have 75?
And you're still trying to memorize your address and your social security number. And at a point, it's too much. And that point is very close to the beginning.
And then someone in the room goes like, we've got to factor in. And then your brain goes 75. Factor 75. Factor 75.
Supposedly it was originally called Factor 75, and they just have recently switched it to just Factor, but the website had to stay the same as Factor 75.
That's even more of a bummer.
Whoa.
That's a huge bummer.
Dude, okay, look.
You can't get out of your own way.
Mike, let's do a deep dive into this.
Okay.
We
already are.
But, like, let's do, like, a docu-series.
This like, is what our Patreon
We'll put it on the Patreon. It'll be, like... We'll do a deep dive. We'll talk to people at the company.
Yeah.
We'll find out what happened.
They're like, I suggested
$75 off initially. And they
didn't
like
it'd
that.
Be so funny if they had to stay Factor 75 and they had to do the $120 discount, but they were like, get a $75 discount plus another $62 by doing Factor.
Dude,
banter.
Another aspect of it that was really confusing was so a friend of ours, a mutual friend, has the Factor meals and uses our promo code.
Oh, great.
And it worked. And it works for our friends, which is awesome. Our friends who listen to the show are like, yeah, we'll fucking try this shit.
Our people who already know how to cut through our bullshit.
Right, exactly. But a friend of mine was like, so our mutual friend... mutual friend who uses Factor.
Who is it? Can we say names?
Do you want me to?
Can we call him?
We could. I mean, well, let me get through what I'm saying and then you'll see if it's worth it. But literally the exchange was this. It was like, I think they said something like, oh man, we got your Factor. We're using your Factor code. And I was like, oh, are you talking about Factor 75? And they're like, what? And I'm like, we're Factor... We have a sponsor called Factor 75, I think. And they're like, well, I'm using something called Factor. And I'm like, oh, it must be the same thing. So it's like confusing as fuck. It's the whole thing is confusing as fuck.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to people. I want to get in there. I want to go to the corporate office.
Yeah.
And talk to like... you know, the CEO, and be like, what happened?
Yeah. Use promo code chicken in a bread pan, picking out dough, 75.
Dude, I was just like, I would be like, what happened? Why did Factor 75?
Dude,
why did you fight so hard? Why couldn't it have been Factor in the beginning?
Why did this one, why is this iteration the one that gets through? Dude, one of the earliest, I never took a marketing anything. I wasn't a business major in college, but you have to when you're your own, you know, you fell into this YouTube stuff and all of a sudden you're your own business. You're dealing with contracts and you learn as you go, which is what the School of Hard Knocks is. And one of the first things I learned is the more you give people, the less people do. So you got to make it super simple. You know, these people are here to listen to this show. And on the off chance that they might need meal prep, now we got you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, but we got you like, we got like you're falling off a cliff and we got you.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
And then
let us help you.
If you complicate that situation, you're just doing yourself a disservice.
Yeah. We're supposed to be working together here.
Yeah.
This is a partnership.
And you don't. Anytime, unless you're trying to break into a bank vault or something like that, if you're working together, you don't give that person a lot of numbers.
Definitely not.
It's too many numbers.
Kevin sent me this article from Nosh.
Dude, this is what the Factor read sounds like. Factor75.com promo code BANTER 72, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 12.
It really does. It really does. I hope maybe they don't know that. Maybe they're like, no.
Maybe they never touch the show.
Because what happens, dude, is you work when you're working on a campaign in like a company, and you're like, we are this is the campaign for Factor 75.
What? 1 minute long.
19 minutes.
Dude, this whole episode's gonna be about Factor 75. Oh my god.
Dude, there has to be a number at the company that we could call. Is there a number?
Who can we talk to?
Dude, I don't know whether or not they're going to advertise on literally every episode from now on, or if they're going to be like, remove every mention of this.
Yeah, that would suck. That's the worst case scenario.
Yes, but
worst case scenario is they're so mad that they...
We do have to ride a line.
Well, look, we're not saying the
actual
bad.
You should take a pause for the cause and say the
and
actual code.
Say what
code
it is. All right. It's go.
My turn. Two,
three, and go.
Dude, this is the craziest part. I think I might have to even redo the opening
for
part.
For sure.
Because, like.
Hey, for sure.
Hey, man. Yeah. Yes, you are. As soon as we're done, we're going to do it. Yeah. We can do it right now. You want to do it right now? Yeah. And I'll just chop it out and put it in the beginning, but it'll also be here in the show.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. All right. Here we go. Wait.
No other podcast has ever done that.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, guys, welcome to the show.
Here we go. Hey, I don't know about you, but I think summer is for relaxing, not grocery shopping, cooking, and doing tons of dishes. With Factor's ready-to-eat meal delivery, I can rest easy knowing that I can eat well without the work.
Love that.
Plus, they have tons of balanced and delicious add-ons like smoothies, shakes, and snacks that are perfect for staying on track during all my summer activities. And if you think that's all I have to say about it, you're wrong. Factor makes it easy to eat well for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and everything in between with fresh, never frozen meals that are so delicious you won't even believe they're actually nutritious.
Whoa.
So head to go.factor75.com/banter120 and use code banter120 to get $120 off. That's code banter120 at go.factor75.com/banter120 for $120 off. Now it's time for the show. Dude, that's the other problem. The other problem is that the address is go.
Yeah, there's a sneaky dot in there.
I typed in factor75.com and I went straight to factor 75. So what am I doing wrong here? So let me try to go to go.factor75. Go.
Order these meals right now.
Factor75.com. It is easy. It's the same site. It's the same site.
Maybe that's the way. Maybe they have analytics on the one site so they could see how many people weaves. Maybe. So they're really just making it more complicated for our audience.
Well, okay. You know, it's interesting because the Factor 70, the go.factor 75 site looks nicer than the factor75.com site.
Somebody's being lazy here.
it's exactly the same, but the formatting on the go
the
one
font
is
better.
Different. Like, look at this. Like, it's simpler. It's like, here's what it looks like. Here's this cutesy diagram.
Yeah.
Over here, it's like, here's how it looks like. Here's all this trash. Here's how it works. What is this? I can't even see this. You know, it's like, and it's cool because there's all this animated shit, but like, this is so much easier.
At the end of the day, you have a really good product. You don't want to put barriers in front of people getting it.
Dude, I got to tell you, Mike, it looks like these folks have money. This is not a small company.
Good. All the more power to you. You can have 70
websites.
Which makes
it even more confusing to me.
The 75 is, there's 75 different versions of this website that are a little bit different.
Here's what their customers say. Great.
That sounds like one of our listeners.
Most recent. I decided
I'm done. There were spoiled food.
This isn't going to help our case at all. Reading that.
No issues. There we go. Great. It was great. Okay. Well, maybe we're not going to read what people are saying, but we'll say that. We'll cut this part out. And you know what Nosh is saying, Mike? Kevin sent me an article from Nosh.
A quote from the CEO.
The CEO says, wait, this one right here? This one right here. Okay. Well, first of all, the article is titled "Meal Delivery Company Factor 75 Relaunches as Factor." This was in 2019. Okay. In a market crowded with superfoods, diet tribes, and overstated health claims, Factor 75 has long been the champion of simple, clean eating and performance. So he's calling it Factor 75 in the quote. We're on a mission to help people understand one truth. The biggest factor in health and overall fitness is what you put into your body, said co-founder and CEO Mike Apostle. And then he goes on to say, quote, by dropping the 75 from our name in favor of human speak over math equations, we're also renewing our focus on the customers we serve and the good that simplicity can do in the world. The simple, whoa, dude. Sorry, Factor 75. I think we're losing Factor 75.
You know what?
I think we're going to part ways.
You know what would be a simple solution?
I think the simplest solution for all of us would be to part ways.
So this is what we can't have in the episode.
2019. In 2019, the CEO said...
This is like a don't shoot the messenger type situation.
It's crazy. Mm. We're dropping the 75. And he just called it Factor 75.
Yes, which is... absolutely hilarious. And then we'll drop it. We'll drop hilarious. It from the company to make it simpler, unless we're having people advertise for it. Dude. And then put the most numbers you possibly can.
Dude,
in
but here's the craziest part.
We're not in the craziest part.
By dropping the 75 from our name in favor of human speak over math equations, we're renewing our focus on the customers we serve. So they're like, in taking 75 out, We're taking the math equation out of the name and making it simple for our customers. But then he says, and for the good that simplicity can do in the world.
We're gonna get yelled at, dude. We're gonna get screamed at.
It's all right. Because look, like I said, it's our friends like it. And it's good.
We've never once said that it was a bad product.
No, ever. It's not. Yeah. It's not a bad product. It's just the code sucks. And I think there's a way around that. And I think we can figure it out someday, maybe. Damn. Or not. But I think it's so funny that in 2019, their CEO was like, we're simplifying everything. And today in 2022,
he was fired the next day.
go.factor75.com/banter120, code banter120 to get $120 off at go.factor75.com. And it's like, I don't think we would have gone so deep into this if that wasn't the case. And if it wasn't the pre-roll ad.
Yeah.
Like, it's the first thing we're giving to them on Friday morning. It's like, here's a fuck ton of numbers in your face.
Dude, there are people who fall asleep to this podcast.
Let me throw this bucket of numbers at you. First thing in the morning.
Hey, you know what's even worse than meal prep first thing in the week?
Numbers.
Memorizing all these numbers.
You know what I like to do when I wake up in the morning? The first thing is think about numbers.
You ever read a whole sentence, but it's just numbers instead of words?
I like to picture, imagine for a second, a room full of numbers. You open the door and numbers pour out at you.
Closet?
It's a closet.
And you're covered in numbers.
Now think about all of the individual numbers in there. at Factor75.
Either double it up or cut them out.
Yeah, double.
Dude, the whole company is like, we're trying to make your life simple. You don't have to.
We
want to
make
anything.
The world.
All right, we dude. We gotta do something else. We gotta do something else.
All right. But dude,
oh,
listen.
Boy.
But listen, let it not be said that we will be as genuine as we possibly can be when we talk about these products and stuff. And we do appreciate this partnership with this brand.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, there's nothing bad about it.
No.
It's just the code sucks and we can figure that out. We can work on that.
Yeah.
Because it would just be easier for everybody.
Yeah.
It would be so much easier.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the show.
Now it's time for the ads. Yeah, I think it's time for the ads. I want to thank...
thank you, HeadGum. thank you, Factor.
Thank you to all of our sponsors and to everyone behind the scenes that makes these sponsorships happen.
I gotta calm down and do some light reading.
Dude, KiwiCo. KiwiCo is so cool. It's like, man, some of my favorite... This is going to sound kind of strange, but I really like toy stores.
Yeah.
I just do. I've always liked them.
Good memories, nostalgia.
Good memories. And there's parts of the toy stores where there's like science toys and like educational toys.
Yeah.
And there's so many cool ones.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're like even cooler.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Every time I pass one of those aisles in the store, that I'm not going to name, and a good catch me, but every time I see some kid in the science aisle, I'm like, you're going to be something someday.
Yeah, right? And they're like looking at the box and they're excited and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, love that. But KiwiCo is a company that sends you educational, like creative harboring like toys.
Yeah, like hands-on, good mechanical experiments.
Yeah. Like also when I was a kid, I always liked to open things up and look at how it worked, you know, and be like, how does this tape player work?
Yeah.
And this is kind of like a way to like for kids to kind of like learn engineering and things like that at an early age.
Yeah.
But with really fun stuff.
I got a mechanical lockbox.
Dude, my ukulele, I keep putting it off and it's so stupid because I have to build this thing. Because you know I love making weird music sounds with toys and stuff.
I've heard you do it.
You've heard me do it. So KiwiCo, of course, delivers monthly crates full of science and art projects, perfect for kids of all ages who want to keep their imaginations active all summer long away from computer and phone screens. You can build stomp rockets and kites, explore the fascinating science of trees, or engineer your own coin-eating robot. Ooh, I love that.
Yeah.
Every month brings a new adventure in science and art. I definitely want to build that ukulele real fast. Maybe I should, you know what I should do, Mike?
You should build it on Patreon.
I should build it with my nephews.
On Patreon.
Fuck that. I'm not putting my nephews in there.
Well, you don't have to. You could just build it
and
that'd be a good
out.
Patreon. Give them a deep voice.
Yeah.
I'm having a great talk.
Wait, I don't want anyone to know what my nephews look like.
Dude.
What happened?
Just doing the deep voice with my own voice.
When
of
there's a machine right there that does it for you.
Trying to disguise
it's so
my
much
voice.
Funnier to do
it's
that.
It's like when
voice.
You go on 60 Minutes and you're like, you promise me you'll disguise my
absolutely.
Voice.
Absolutely. And you can hear both tracks. The regular voice and the bad
I'm
voice.
I'm not me. First of all, I'm not me.
It's not me. So listen. Do your part to encourage the children of this world. Maybe it's your children, maybe it's your nephews, whatever, cousins. Just encourage them to be innovators and creative thinkers, because we need that, right, forever.
Find a kid and encourage them.
They're just not going to believe what they can build and accomplish with KiwiCo, and you give them the tools to learn new skills, build new experiences, and make new connections to the broader world. There's nothing bad about this, my friends. So, make summer a new learning adventure. Every month with KiwiCo, you get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code BANTER at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code BANTER. Thank you, KiwiCo.
Thanks. Thank you, Kiwi Co.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, let me talk to you a little bit about backbone. First of all, let's have a question here. What's holding you back from the ultimate gaming experience? Is it the hundreds of dollars it costs for your setup? Or are you the busy on the go type with only minutes to spare? Why don't you level up your game with Backbone, the universal gaming essential that lets you instantly play hundreds of console games on your iPhone, no console required. I'll tell you, Backbone is the newest game-changing essential that transforms your iPhone into a handheld console so you can play anywhere, anytime. You simply plug in your iPhone to the Backbone and enjoy console quality controls with responsive buttons and triggers, clickable analog sticks, and more as you play Xbox, PlayStation, PC, and App Store games. Guys, I played Fortnite on my phone, in my bed, lying down. Like, good night, it's bedtime, JK, I'm playing Fortnite in my bed on my iPhone. Let me let that sink in for a second. And here's the deal. If you don't own a console, that's not even a problem. You can stream hundreds of games like FIFA, Halo, Minecraft, and more through cloud gaming services like Xbox, Game Pass, Nvidia GeForce Now, and Google Stadia. And even if you already have a PlayStation, Xbox, or PC, play games you own with Remote Play or the Steam Link app. Guys, I've tried both of these things. It's super awesome. Why don't you experience for yourself what TechCrunch calls the closest we've ever seen to a portable Xbox. Ooh, and for you Diablo fans, and I like Diablo, I've played all those games, Backbone is now the official partner of Diablo Immortal. Not only is the game specifically optimized for Backbone, but you'll also receive $10 of in-game perks. Wait, what? Excuse me? This, in addition to everything else Backbone is currently offering our listeners, which is free access to over 350 console games, plus free subscriptions to Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, Apple Arcade, and Google Stadia Pro. But this is only for a limited time when you go to our link. That's playbackbone.com/banter. That's playbackbone.com/banter. Why don't you find your next adventure at playbackbone.com/banter. Thanks, Backbone. And last but certainly not least, by George, I'm talking honey here. Hey, honey, who's there? My honey is at the door. And,
ding dong. Knock a knock.
And knock knock. Who's there? Who is it? Let me look through that peephole. That's honey. And they're here to help you get codes. Take off those discounts off of things on the internet.
Yes.
We're sponsored by PayPal, honey. How about that, PayPal, honey?
Love that.
How do you feel about online shopping, Mike?
I love online shopping.
Me too. And I'll tell you when I go to that checkout, there's always that little box that says, that what does it say? Nothing, because you don't know what to put in there.
Yeah.
But what Honey does is Honey comes down. If you have it installed, which is very easy to do, we'll get to that in a second. It pops down. It goes, oh, what is there, a promo code section? It looks for all the coupons. It puts the coupon in. Biggity bing bang boom. You got discount on your stuff, and you didn't have to do nothing.
All of a sudden, you're paying less than you thought you would.
How cool is that?
That's the start of a great day.
And you could add Honey to your iPhone, Mike. You just enable it on Safari. How cool is that? You can find savings on the go. That's the future.
That's very cool. You know, we're all dealing with inflation right now, but you don't have to. You can install Honey now and get a little bit of that money back to you.
That's right. We've saved plenty using Honey, and I swear, because it just pops up right there and it's so easy.
You love when it's simple.
You click the apply. Oh, man. When it's simple.
That's the ticket.
I told you how simple it is. We've talked about it. So here's the deal. If you don't already have Honey, you could be missing out. guys. You got FOMO because you don't have honey. It's literally freeing and installs in just a few seconds. And by getting it, you're doing yourself a solid and you're supporting the podcast.
Support the podcast.
Get honey for free at joinhoney.com/banter. That's joinhoney.com/banter. Help the show out. Get a thing that's going to save you money with honey. Thanks, honey. Exhausted. It's a lot of work when you're like, your brain is like, all right, let's go into that marketing zone and be like, how do we fix this? What's the answer to this?
You want me to give you a little break? I'll tell you a story.
Yes.
I had a show the other night and remember how we were talking about how it's so much better to be bad than boring?
Yeah.
I had that started so bad the other night that I honestly thought at one point, let's say there were like 40 people there. And it was packed because the room is small. I thought they were all going to get up and leave.
Whoa, you were like, any second they're going to get up and leave.
Because usually it's like, you see an audience and they're like, we're there for the show. And they kind of, even in stand-up, they kind of suspend disbelief. Sure. And they're like, oh, these people are just kind of making this up off the top of their head.
Right, you could
do that. You could sit down, you could listen to this and laugh and be like, these people are just telling us stories right now. And it's a beautiful experience.
Right.
But if you are, if it's not going well for so long.
Yeah.
I think regular people, especially now with inflation the way it is.
Sure. Gas prices
that they use to get to the place. I think it could be to the point where if like you're a regular grown up with a regular life sitting there in a chair and being like, well, it's been pretty bad for a while, you could very easily, that suspension of disbelief can turn off.
Yeah.
And be like, wait a minute. I forgot that I could be doing anything.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. I don't have to be in here.
Yeah. And like I said, the room was small. I was trying not to be in the room the whole time.
Yeah.
Every single time I tried to leave, something else would fall flat.
Oh man.
And I watched so many of my friends who are absolutely fine comedians who have done well in the past. I've seen them all do well in the past. Just not be able to get this group of people because it started so weird.
Wow.
And every time I tried to leave, something else would happen. And I'd be like, I'm here. And I went on last. And there were like at least 8-9 people who went up.
Yeah.
And I got them real good. Because the whole time I'm just collecting information.
Yeah, sure.
And the room is so small that I could look and see who's not having a good time. And that's the first thing I did when I went up there. And I said, there was this old couple who was very like mom and dad vibes. And I was like, I've watched your face the whole time.
Like, why are you here?
And it's like you wanted to enjoy everyone that was here, but you couldn't quite get there. And it's been fascinating to watch you very earnestly not enjoy the show.
Dude, did the audience love that?
They loved
it. Dude, I would have died.
The whole thing is filmed. I have the whole thing.
Oh, shit.
I don't have it in my possession, but I need and want that. Because it was so fun. I went up there, dude, I have jokes that I want and need to work on. And I went like this. And I just closed it up and I said, tonight is not the night for that. You people need to be like very honestly and earnestly brought back into the fun environment.
Wow. So you had to bring them back in.
Yeah, but it was great. And I don't think that would have happened if I had left the room at almost any moment.
Are you gonna post it?
Oh yeah.
Oh good.
Yeah, if it's as good as I thought it was, because sometimes you're like, man, that went awesome, and then you watch the video and you were like, I just had a good time. Which is also, there's something to be said for that. But it was so, it was the most like that show I could remember in a long, long time.
That's so great.
I honestly thought there was either going to be a revolt at one point Because I think all these people realized at once that, like, it's not going well and we could be literally anywhere else.
Did you hear a boo ever?
No boos. Like, people were kind of into, because it's like, it was bad. And that is better than boring.
Yeah.
I don't think that people were bored. Because everyone was, like, looking and smiling, but no one was, like,
wow. So it's laughing. Just like, dude, this is like, this is like my 40X experience.
Okay.
Like, what? Like, I've talked about this a lot. I don't want to talk about it too much.
You don't like it.
I don't like it because the seats move and it doesn't make sense. And it's like, you're
thinking. Was it slime?
You're thinking, dude, exactly. Yeah. You're thinking that it's like Star Tours, but it's not. It's like
a serious movie.
It's a serious movie and the seats are moving more than Star Tours.
Imagine if you're watching like Ghost or something.
Dude, it was like that. And I looked around and it's like we're laughing our asses off because we're being thrown around
yeah.
at stupid shit. But I looked around at everybody else and everyone's just like eating their popcorn.
Expressionless,
just watching their movie and like they're sitting at home watching a movie.
Yeah.
It was like they're having fun, but you can't really tell.
Yeah.
They're having fun because they would leave if they weren't.
Right. And then the difference is a movie doesn't give a shit about how you're reacting to it.
No.
Because a movie is not there.
No.
Imagine being like a person being like, this will help you have a good time.
Yeah,
and
dude.
And then you say that thing and then people are like, like kind of sad for you.
Yeah.
Dude, I love.
Not even pity laughs.
This is not. It's not going to be what it sounds like. And you really have to do stand up to. Some people will understand, but I think you really have to do stand up to fully understand what I'm about to say. But I love, and most comics do, watching your friends bomb.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Because you watch. Because you. Yeah.
Because you know they're funny.
Yeah.
And you know that they've done good.
And
for
they're
years.
Good. Yeah, they're good.
And they're good. And maybe, like, I had two friends drop in, so they didn't know anything about what happened at the start of the show to the middle. And then they come in cold because they don't want to stay in the room and listen to the other people.
Right, right.
And then they come in, and it's so weird. And every new person that came in, I felt like watching wrestling or a movie. I was, like, doing the
popcorn
gif where they're eating the popcorn.
Yeah.
And I was so happy. I was like, I'm going to watch all my friends eat shit and it's going to be so fun.
And you're going to laugh your ass off the whole time.
Yeah.
And you're going to be the only one in the back that you can hear laughing. Yeah. And then it's your friend going like, fucking Mike.
Dude, my friend, Matty Chimber is one of my, he's on TikTok. He's on all that stuff.
That sounds like a name you made up.
It does sound like a stage name. I don't think it is though. Cause I don't think he doesn't have a stage name personality. Mm-hmm. He's very like, he is what it is. And he's from Connecticut. So we have that. We bond over that. And he said something like he was calling his fingers soft and he goes, I have the softest fingers in Connecticut, hands down.
What the fuck?
And out of context or whatever, that's just one of the funniest, like, it's just one of the funniest sentences I've ever heard somebody say.
The softest hands in
Connecticut. None of them liked it. And I loved it. Because of how the audience was, because of how ridiculous that statement
it
is.
It made it better.
I couldn't get it.
It heightened the joke. Yeah.
He came off stage and I was like, do 40 minutes on soft fingers next
dude,
time.
Dude, absolutely.
Because so funny, dude. Oh my goodness. And it's such a gift and even more so because that doesn't normally happen.
Was it the venue or the crowd?
I think it was. And I love the person who started off the show. But I think it was, if the show gets off to, the host has such an important job. And if it doesn't go well, everyone in the show is kind of starts from a point where they're digging themselves out.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, a lot of times they give hosting jobs to, like, the new inexperienced comics. Because it does help you learn really fast and it helps you it's like designed to help you learn how to read a room. It's
sure,
such a
sure.
fucking important skill to have.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a skill that a lot of people in LA don't have.
Right.
Because they don't always have, they don't need to have it.
No.
In their experience. But it's once you get to the point where you're a professional, you absolutely have to know what these people want and what they don't want, more importantly.
Right, for sure.
So if a show starts rocky as fuck, everybody else is kind of fucked from Jump Street.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So okay, so there's just a delicate balance, and if it's off from the beginning, it's hard to get it back on the track.
Let's say you start a podcast by dumping out a bucket of numbers.
First thing in the morning,
it has to be addressed.
Yeah,
or else it's weird.
Right, someone's gonna dump a bucket of numbers on you while you're asleep. It wakes you right up.
Cold numbers.
All right. Shall we do some history roads?
Yeah, unless you didn't want to bring up whatever you wanted to bring up.
Oh man, let's do it at the end of the show.
Okay.
What do you mean?
I had something. Something happened to me that was kind of embarrassing. That we'll get to in a second. But let's do some history road.
That's like your own history road.
It is my own history road. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I gotta text that guy to make sure I get that tape.
Okay. I'm gonna go take a shit.
Okay. Do we wanna pause it or do we wanna keep going? How long is the song?
History road. History road.
I'd like to welcome it.
Simply having a wonderful
Halloween
time. Simply having a wonderful
Halloween
time.
This is the History Road part of the show. This is the part for the History Road. This is the part where we read the History Road. This is the part with the History Road. Hey everybody, have you seen the part of the show that's at the end? It's the time of the show where you bring your friends and go ahead and bring your friends to the History Road. Bring your friends to the History Road. There, 1, 2, 3, 4, chicken in the bread pan, picking out whores. Why are chickens so good at picking out whores? History bro. It's the random button press for me. Let me tell you something. I love that you guys like this part of the show so much because it also is my favorite part of the show because we get to, whenever it happens, we get to listen to little stories. And that kind of brings me back to when I was a small child sitting on my bed with my mom or my dad just begging for more stories before I went to bed. And it always put listening to your stories always puts me in a good mood for the rest of the day. And I know it does the same to Steve. It also lets you guys be on the show. And it really is a group effort, isn't it? Chicken in the bread pan, taking out stories to read on the History Road. Chicken in the bread box, taking out dough, and here we go, and we're the History Road. Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Are you having a good time?
Yes, Steve's soundboard is confusing as hell when I went back.
I'm just reaching over and pressing any button. I don't know what it does. Nice! Pretty good.
I had to go real bad.
Steve, now I couldn't help but notice that you have significantly less pants on than you do right now. And I'll tell you the only problem with that. Now you sit with one less piece of cloth between you and that chair.
On the chair, yeah.
And my wife also has to sit on that chair.
Yeah, let's put a weight down on it. Mm-hmm.
So what happens next is, so now your ass sweat is on that chair, and now a member of my family has to pretend that that's not gross as fuck.
I guess, you know, Mike,
you just took a shit, and then you and sat down with one less piece of clothing.
It's not like I shit and then got up and came to sit down. I, like, wiped off. I cleaned up real good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when you wipe up, you're wiping up everything down there.
Everything.
Any kind of sweat.
Every last
kind of perspiration,
morsel. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pee-pee.
That's going to be a whole conversation later, and I have to have it. And I'm just letting you know that I'm bummed out about that. And that's my real life consequence of a decision that you made.
I just think sometimes you make sacrifices in the name of comedy.
Which is a bummer me specifically.
What, you want me to buy new chairs? Yeah. Just because I'm sitting in my underwear in your chair,
I want you to have as much material between your asshole and the chair that my family sits
I'm offended on. By how you think that there's anything happening here at all other than me just sitting in a chair with my underwear on.
That's okay. Then that means we're both upset instead of just one of us.
Yeah, now I'm upset.
Great. Good.
Guys, welcome back to the show. We're doing some history roads here. Kayla. The mic's down here now. Kayla says, poopy butt, fart in my butt. And says, what the fuck is up, BBB boys? First time roader here. I'm gonna get right to it, okay? Keep real short. Do you ever want to listen to a full episode of your favorite podcast, but you're in a hurry? You only have a few minutes before work, but want to squeeze one out? Well, I found a dynamic banter episode that's under 2 minutes, essentially. Enjoy this little gem. It's a video. Let's see if this will work on the show.
Hey, guys. Checks Maniac 900-999 here to test out a new microphone I just got for my vlogs. This will hopefully you'll be able to hear in more detail. Sorry, it's another feature on the microphone. You'll be able to hear a lot of the new features different parts better. There's better syllable pronunciation on this. And there's also a wow. There's a wow effect, too, which, I mean, I don't see a lot of getting.
So they're saying that this guy's messing with his microphone and making weird sounds that he's not expecting to happen.
You know what sound and happens a lot on podcasts? That happens a
that
lot.
The little mouth sound? The
yeah,
mouth
like
click?
In between. It's almost like a buying myself an extra second before I finish the sentence.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of spit transportation.
There's a filter that gets rid of all of that.
Is that right?
No way.
What is it called? But I've never used it. Okay.
Wow.
What's it called? Do you know what it's called?
Mouth
and it just finds all the moments where a click happens and then just gets it out?
Yeah.
What about a click heavy language? Would it just like cut out most of the words?
Whoa. Like but the guys from District 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The prawns. The fucking prawns, man.
Fine.
Noah sends a history road saying, forgive me, story road. Hello, Steve and Mike. Name is Noah. Short time listener, second time emailinger. I am a two honk Borg boy from somewhere over there. As a little bit of a backstory, I have been fans of both of you since your respective early appearances on SourceFed. I also completely fell out of touch with you when it ended, and have admittedly never listened to DB before last week. Man. Whoa! These are the people we were kind of talking about.
About in what respect?
The people that, like, remember us from SourceFed.
Who find us on TikTok.
But then, like, just think we died.
Yeah.
Essentially, and then they like find us again somewhere and like on TikTok and go like, what the fuck, I literally thought you died. Like, these are people who think that if you just because you don't see somebody because of an algorithm,
these people have never used Google before.
Yeah, exactly. Or they just like their lives changed so much that they're like YouTube was completely erased from their lives. Which happens, but it's interesting. We were talking about people like this. But jumping into DB last week from dropping off from us from SourceFed, That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's also nice because you don't need to know anything before any dynamic banter episode.
Yeah. Really. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, this is the one email I want a phone number in, and there isn't one.
He didn't know that we do that.
I know. Not yet, I guess.
There's no prior
knowledge. He said, I did know you had an email, however, and sent one without knowing the proper etiquette of a history road, as I had no idea what it was when I sent the email. However, I have now caught up on the last 6 months of episodes, and now being familiar with the concept of a history road and all of your little inside jokes, would like a chance to try again. Should I search for his email before and see what it is? Or is that not worth it? A few years ago.
I guess I'm confused.
In what way?
I thought that he listened to last week.
He said he had never listened to DB before last week. And he caught up. On the last six
So he
months.
Listened to like 30-something episodes apparently, in a week. Apparently. And then started his email with, I'm a horn corn born.
Short-time listener, second-time emailing her, I'm a honk borg boy. Yeah, he says because he got all the History Road concepts, all the inside jokes, and now he wants to try again.
Okay. Yeah.
A few years ago, I was playing Magic the Gathering at a card shop in Arkansas, talking to a friend about SourceFed. A regular at the store, who I had played with against a few times, walked up to us. I do not remember his name, maybe Brandon? He was very quiet and friendly, and mutters, "You talking about SourceFed?" When I told him yes, he proudly claimed, "Steve Zaragoza is my cousin, and I can prove it."
Whoa.
Well, oh, in Arkansas. Yeah.
You have a cousin in Arkansas?
My cousin Vince, yeah.
There's people named Vince who live in Arkansas?
Apparently. To me, this was like meeting a real celebrity, as I was excited as he pulled up his phone and showed me Steve Zaragoza and his contacts. So Steve...
Your cousin immediately gave your number to his
friend. Yeah, he's like, so I'm going to call you later, and hopefully everything's cool. So, Steve, if you really have a cousin in Arkansas, I met him. He's cool, and he's proud of you. Also, shout out to Derek, whoever the fuck that is. Dude, nice work, Noah.
Yeah.
That's great. You met my cousin, Vince. He's cool. That's a cool cat. Vince is a SourceFed fan.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, would ask me if I could, like, call his nephew and, like... do a Santa Steve Merry Christmas during Christmas time. I'm like, sure, why not?
And I've so got Sam on my lap right now.
So I just do a little voice call and be like, oh, whatever the fuck bit it was. The piss fiasco at African Lion Safari. Jose Canseco is walking on sunshine. A song that reminds me of DB, Cat Puke Catastrophe, or Mike is a Good Musician. Which one do you want me to jump into there?
Cat Puke, or what was the one right before that?
A song that reminds me of DB.
Somebody sent me one of those. Oh, I forget what the name of the band was.
Was it,
it's like Cave something?
Scissors for,
No, somebody sent me this recently.
Owl City?
No.
Fucking Fireflies?
No. I'm not going to be able to find it.
All right, let's read this cat puke one then.
Okay.
Lily says, "Hi, Mike and Steve. What's up? How are you? Are you happy? Good. I'm glad to hear it. My boyfriend and I were playing a game of Super Mario Luigi Mario Super Boys. When we were rudely interrupted by one of my cats, Mr. Feisty, violently puking on every square inch of my house. Yes, this is not an exaggeration. From what we counted, there were about 17 different puddles of puke around the house."
Oh no, I hope that cat went to the vet.
"My boyfriend and I don't do well with any kind of puke situation." I understand that.
It sounds like your cat's not doing too well.
"Says we hunted down all the little barfs."
We know a mortician.
We know someone that can come take care of that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's such an inside Patreon only that they haven't even had yet.
You'll get it today.
Oh yeah? That's so funny.
Nice.
Good on you if you get that. So as we hunted down all the little barfs, we couldn't stop gagging and almost making each other throw up. We went around putting paper towels on each puddle, and now we're sitting in the backyard waiting for my mom to come home to clean up the clusterfuck of puke, because we absolutely cannot. Mr. Feisty is fine, if you were worried about him.
I was.
But we're still trying to recover. Love you, boys. Lily and Will from Montreal. See you soon, Mike.
Oh, nice.
Nice. They must be going to the Montreal show.
That's
now.
This week.
That's so awesome. You want to jump into that real quick and talk about it?
Yeah. So the Surrounded show.
I'll put my pants back on while you talk about it.
Dude, that's such a good, such a good decision, dude. So I'll be doing my Surrounded crowd work show at the Just for Laughs Festival. It's the 40th anniversary of the Just for Laughs Festival. Such a huge deal for any comedian to be a part of. And I'm so happy to be a part of it. On the 28th, July 28th, I know there's been a lot of confusion because I've said the wrong date a bunch of times, but the 28th at 7:30, if there's still tickets available, you got to get tickets. It's going to be so awesome. And there's another big thing happening that I have no idea how to talk about or what I'm allowed to talk about, but thank you for giving me the benefit of the doubt. And
no matter what, they're excited.
But I will talk about it as soon as I know what I could say and when I could talk about it. But it's going to be a really fun week, and I'll be in Montreal until like Sunday morning. So I would love to see you if you have anything to do with the JFL Festival, if you bought a pass or even just a ticket just to the one show. I'd love to meet you and thank you personally for coming. So thank you for planning on coming.
Hell yeah, dude. That's awesome.
I'm planning on coming.
Dude. That's going to be a great show. I wish I could be there.
It's going to be good.
I also really like Canada, so I'm like jealous, and I have FOMO. And I'm
dude, I can't for wait you. For the temperature it's going to be the whole time.
Man. Because
it's going to be like 78
I'm jealous.
The whole time.
I really like places where it's like never hot.
You should move.
I think so. Someday.
Where would you move?
Canada.
What part?
If I had unlimited funds, if I could afford it, I'd go to Vancouver.
Vancouver.
But I really like Toronto. It feels like a cleaner LA.
Toronto's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. One time, I was walking by a homeless person, and she said, you know, do you have anything? I said, I really don't have anything. She goes, oh, that's all right.
Oh, man.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. It's
isn't
different.
That, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I don't know. Will, someone named Will sent an email saying Ghostbusters toys.
Ooh. Oh, nice. The ones that we have talked about.
I think so. That sounds right.
The ones where they're upset. The ones you squeeze their legs together, they
and
become
they get
upset.
More upset. Yeah. They're already upset, but yeah. Then they get more upset. Hey, my lovely Lee boys, longtime listener, first time emailer. First, I have to thank my wife, Melina, for getting me onto your podcast when we first started dating at the end of 2017.
Melina is a very beautiful
Melina,
name.
Yeah, I like that. On a near regular basis, we will make references to Disney's Goblins, the song about the little boys on the beach, and David Lee Roth's vocals on Running with the Devil. Your podcast really brightens my day when I'm going for a walk or a run or driving to one of my stand-up gigs. Oh,
look at you. Isn't it funny when your friend's mom?
That's relatable. That's good. Bringing it back. Second, your chat about the Ghostbusters toys in the last episode, this was a while ago, made me remember how much of a must-have thing they were back in the day.
Yeah.
I was born in 87, but while my family wasn't exactly well off, I still managed to get a Ghostbusters toy. However, the toy wasn't one of the main boys or a cheeky Slimer, but in fact, it was a lesser-known one called Fearsome Flush. Dude, I had that one.
The toilet.
The toilet.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite fucking toys.
It's such a
it's
cool...
literally...
It's, that's art, man.
It's art.
Yeah.
Because it's a toilet. It's the toy... It's like a... It's actually like a little blue toilet.
Yeah.
And the lid has the Ghostbusters logo on it. And you're like, what? Toilet? And when you're a little boy, man, toilets are cool. Little toy toilets with goblins inside.
Yeah.
Fucking cool.
Yeah.
And it has wheels on it. And when you push it forward, the mouth would open and a tongue would come out.
Yeah.
And then the top part of the lid would open, like where you could put poop in or you fix the toilet. You know what I'm talking about? What do they call that?
The upper top deck? Part?
Yeah, top
the
part.
The tank.
Yeah, the tank.
Yeah.
The tank would open up and there'd be evil eyes under the tank. And it was like the fucking coolest.
Where is it now? Do you still have it?
Yeah.
It's at Frank and Son's right now.
I know, right? Actually, it's at my brother Frank and his son's place. Right?
Dude, that's great. Such a scary idea, a haunted toilet.
It's terrifying. But he had that one. He said it was a blue toilet that when you rolled it along on the floor, the wheels would make the lid and cistern pop up.
Oh, cistern.
Damn, is that what it's actually
cistern
called?
Cistern Hazel was my favorite band from the 90s.
Cistern Hazel. with a pop up with a mouth and eyes like a possessed toilet was chasing someone. As a kid, this was very funny and cool as a toy. But remembering this as a 35-year-old man, I realized that what I was doing was playing with a model toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Madness. Anyway, thanks for the good work and giving me and my wife more random stuff to yell at each other in the flat. In the flat to make us laugh.
Dude, please thank your beautiful wife for us.
Absolutely. Beautiful name. Please let us know whenever you're in London. We promise not to be weird. Will Preston.
There's no way your wife's not hot.
I know, right? She's British. She's from London. I mean, she may not be from London, but maybe European.
From Philadelphia. She moved over there for that guy.
Melina from Philadelphia.
Yeah. This place is crazy. You guys love fish.
All right, we can do one more, and then we can get the heck out of here.
You wanted to tell a story, right?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you my history, Road. Dude, this is bonkers.
Oh, I also have a small Logan Paul theory.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, Logan Paul really upset me. I mean, you know, in the way that you know he wants to.
We could just talk about it right now,
real
quick.
Let's do it, yeah.
I think now, especially that he's in wrestling...
Oh,
I think it's all on purpose.
He's doing the foil thing.
Yeah. I think that he's smart enough to know the internet and that if he shits on this movie, nope, that everyone
that
kind of
everyone
seems like
likes.
It
yeah.
universally loves and goes line for line. It's just like those people who do the ads for the mobile games that either aren't real or they'll play it really stupid, so you buy the mobile game,
and you're like,
oh,
I can do better than that.
I think it's that. I think he's trying to get
that's heat. So smart. Yeah. You're totally right. That's got to be what it is.
Yeah.
Because people already like to hate on him.
Yeah.
But if he keeps it going in a big way, like attacking things that are like kind of universally liked.
Would we talk about Logan Paul right now on this podcast if he didn't do that? So I think it's like, it's just super smart.
Yeah. And it did upset me and upset a lot of nerds.
Yeah.
Which is probably what he was exactly trying to do.
He's
Brilliant.
Yeah.
It's good. Probably not him, though. It's his team that's doing it.
I think
it.
It's him, man.
Think
I think
so?
It's good heel behavior.
I guess
I think somebody explained to him what a heel was, and then he's like, oh, yeah, a troll, you mean? And then they say, we say heel here. And then he does that.
Troll? Treel?
And then he pissed that guy off.
Right. So, yesterday... I was streaming, and
I was taking a piss,
and
streaming, dude. That's such a funny name.
Yeah, I'm streaming.
I gotta go
I'm
stream.
Funny streaming, mate. And I have this like little Bigfoot toy that came in a stump, and you're supposed to put the stump in water, and the stump breaks open, and a Bigfoot grows out of it. Cool. Like, you know, those grow in water toys.
Yeah.
So I've been posting updates on my Instagram about it. And
he's
people
in the bathtub at 7'4".
Dude. Yeah. He's in the spare room in a 15 gallon tank.
The shower's been going for 3 days.
But people have been kind of invested in it. And they've been messaging me saying, like, this is getting me through the week and stuff. Like, yeah, really sad stuff. They're just, like, really into it. And so I did this stream where I had a camera pointing at it.
Uh-huh.
And we could cut back to it and look at it from the, like, when I was playing games and shit.
Yeah.
And then
That's
I came
very
up,
funny.
Right? And so I came up with this idea. What's that?
I'd say get ready.
Yeah, it gets kind of weird. I thought it would be fun because I'm a bonkers person. And when I don't have anyone to tell me not to do something, but there's an audience that's like egging me on to do it.
Yeah.
Then it's like, it's over.
That's how you're going to die.
Yeah. That's how I'm going to die for sure. Because it'll be for the joke. Yeah. It's always for the joke for me because I just want everything to be
then
funny.
I'm going
to
be reading something at your funeral and being like,
I knew. Dude. So I thought of a funny idea where I was like, let's, when you guys donate a certain amount of bits, we'll put like weird shit into the bucket with the Bigfoot. So I was like, we can squeeze some hot sauce in there.
Yeah.
Or like you donate like 500 bits and I'll squeeze mustard in there.
Is that money?
Yeah.
How $500 and you squeeze mustard on a
is like $5 or, oh, okay. Yeah. And then Twitch takes some of it. And then, so it ends up being like $3 or sure. something. So I'm like 500 bits. I'll squeeze mustard in there. And then it was like 1,000 bits. And what were we? What?
Ranch.
Well, yeah. We'll squeeze ranch. I just kept doing all this gross powder. Shit to it. Yeah. And then after I'd put all this shit in there, I'd be like, 10 bits and I'll mix it.
Dude, this is like that outhouse I was in.
Dude, yeah. Dude, that's exactly what people were saying. They were like, that's probably what Mike's fucking outhouse looked like.
Because that was the toilet part.
Dude, eventually it was like, and it's like a popcorn bucket that's like this big, this tall, this big around.
Yeah.
And it was filled to the brim with water and ranch dressing, hot sauce,
mustard,
jam, protein powder,
factor 25,
White Claw, and Owen's Dr. Pepper, the rest of Owen's Dr. Pepper that he left in my fridge. When he used to live there. And so it looked like vomit.
Gross.
In a bucket.
Gross.
And then we dumped quinoa in there eventually.
Yeah, because you had to be healthy.
And then they'd mix it. And then it would just look like garbage.
How much you make from that?
I want to say...
like $300?
Potentially $300,
that's
yeah.
worth it. Really gross, though.
So, it looked real gross and awful. And eventually it was like spilling out onto the surface it was on.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'm going to empty this fucking thing out now. So
where?
Into my sink. And so I was like, here's my plan. I'm going to dump it into the sink and turn on the garbage disposal and just run the water and then just dump soap into it and just make sure all of this gets cleaned off and it's gross. And it was like, I was gagging. It was so gross. And people were like, drink it or like put it in a bong and like make a gravity bong out of it or something.
All bad ideas.
And I was like, no, definitely never doing that. So anyway, the stream is still going.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to go dump this shit out. The camera is on the bucket. So I take the bucket away and the camera's just on this like wooden surface with all this nasty shit on it now. And I'm over here dumping the shit into the fucking sink off camera. And I turn on the fucking garbage disposal and I'm just dumping the fucking water in. I've got that water going into the garbage disposal. All this noise, I got the stream going. I'm like trying to... I got my phone. I'm like looking at the texts and shit. And I'm like, I look at the drain and it looks like there's something in it that's like getting caught or something. So dude, the Bigfoot's trying to get out. Bigfoot's hand.
Yeah.
Bigfoot, no!
Spinning around the hand.
Dude,
spinning around.
So in my like, completely high brain, distracted moment, I did an insane thing. I reached my hand into the fucking drain and the fucking garbage disposal blade fucking felt like it ripped my entire finger off. Dude, I was like, fuck! And then I was like, oh shit! Like, if the mic was on, you would have heard me freak the fuck out.
Yeah, and it would have been out there forever.
Oh yeah. And so I was like, I muted the mic, but you could still see the dirty wooden table on the stream. And so I like take my hand away from my finger and I look at it And I'm like, any second now, it's going to do that thing where
you got cut with something too sharp.
Suddenly see the blood forming and then it just goes. And so I like ran to the bathroom and grabbed a small towel and just wrapped it around my finger and held it. And I was like, I'm going to have to fucking go to the hospital. I'm going to have to fucking, like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever fucking done.
You have to get a tetanus shot because there's fucking hot sauce and sriracha.
And the blades are probably rusty and shit. Yeah. Dude. It was on. It was on, dude. So listen to me. It felt like it cut my finger off. Yeah. It felt... I don't recommend putting your hand in the garbage.
Wait, just to be clear, you're saying don't do that.
Let me make this very clear to anyone listening. Do not. I don't know if this is known or not. I'm just saying, from my experience, do not stick your hand... Dude, in the garbage disposal while it's going like a horror movie.
This is like the last thing that happens before you stop smoking weed forever.
Exactly, exactly. And I'm like, because that's like, yeah, that's like Danger Will Robinson.
That's your AA story. Dude. That's the. This is day one of AA. Yeah, and you
then,
tell
and,
the story.
Yeah, and then I'm like, and NA. So I'm 6 months sober. And I'm,
Yeah, I can't clap, but.
Yeah, I will never be able to clap again. Dude, it felt like it chopped my whole finger off. And when I looked at it, I was like, oh, and it, dude, and it hurt. Zoya's in the doorway.
Zoya's in the doorway. Go down there.
Dude, I was like, I'm going to hospital. So I like, and it hurt so bad, dude, even after it happened. And I've got this towel wrapped around it. And I'm like,
how far down did you go?
I pulled my hand out real fast. Like it.
How
like,
far did you get?
Right to where the blade. I mean, just where the I don't know, but the blade got me real good.
Yeah. Uh huh.
And it hurt real bad, and so I like look at my thumb. I pull the towel off, and there's no blood, and dude, nothing. Maybe like a little red mark.
Yeah.
It was like I felt like a superhero that like suddenly couldn't get stabbed.
That's not what a superhero does.
Dude, like no, like it felt like I know it what you're cut saying. My finger off.
Yeah.
But it's nothing.
Yeah.
Zoyan, how much of the story did you hear? There's a setup. Yeah, there's a setup.
The setup doesn't make the end any
the
better.
Setup, look, the setup doesn't matter. My brain was thinking of 9 things at once. And I was so distracted, and I just didn't want a thing to go down the drain that shouldn't go down the drain. So I just instinctively was like, and with the water going, and with this street music going, and the disposal going, yeah. It just didn't.
So you had
being high. I was just like, dude, it's. I'm
I told
him
this. I was gonna die.
This is the first time
Steve,
anything like this has happened,
Steve. You had all the right thoughts,
yes.
But in the wrong order.
Yes, exactly.
You thought all of those thoughts are productive. You just gotta, it's so important to put other ones in front of other ones. Because that would have been, you would have felt terrible about getting hurt like that for the rest of your life.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because it's so avoidable.
I think it's like, it wasn't gonna...
Yes,
there's probably world where
you can't downplay what it would have done if it did what it's supposed to do.
I think the worst case scenario is that it chops the tip of my finger off. I get the finger, I put it on ice, they put it back.
You're reaching back down to get it.
Well, yeah, while it's on, I gotta get my finger.
That's not it. That's
and honestly, by the time I've turned the thing off,
so Bigfoot's head onto your
dude, it's like a brown. Oh God, I gotta keep it in water.
That's very bad.
I know.
That's a very bad
set. It was stupid. It was real stupid. Yeah. It's the stupidest thing I've ever done. While I was alone.
Damn, man.
But yeah, man. But I'm okay. And it like it's crazy. Stop. Like it feels like I don't know if you can see it, but it's like bruised. You probably broke it. No, it's just in here. It's just here.
That's so
it's just like a bruise under my finger. Bad. It hurt so bad.
Dude.
And it like, it felt like my hand was broken. It felt like the finger was broken.
That's not good.
But maybe it was like a bone bruise or something. But I don't know. It's fine now. It doesn't even hurt.
What if it started bleeding right now?
Like just gush blood.
Yeah.
Like, and thanks for watching.
That's how it ends, is I'm covered in blood from your finger.
Anyway, but I'm okay. It was just so stupid.
Fuck, man.
So stupid.
So you came back on the stream?
I came back on the stream and ended the stream. Yeah, I was like, thanks for watching.
This is over. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Dude, what's even worse about that is if, God forbid, you got really hurt, it would be impossible to feel bad for you in that situation.
Oh, yeah. Because you'd be like, well, he's just being stupid and high, and that's what he gets.
Because when you get hurt, you want sympathy because that helps.
Yeah.
It helps you feel better.
This is not anything I would try to get sympathy out of.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I absolutely fucked up like an idiot. I don't, like, it will heal. I'll be fine. You know?
If we could just not talk about
it. Yeah, it's like, you can be like, I'm sorry, but you can also make jokes because it's stupid. And it's like,
damn,
you know?
I'm so happy it wasn't as bad as
me fucking too, man. It scared the shit out of me. And I was like, I instantly was like, I gotta go to the hospital right now.
And then you use all the money that you got
to pay for the hospital visit.
Yeah.
Damn. But anyway, so I found a small bit of success in adding weird shit to a growing toy thing. So I'm going to try to do more of those.
Your sink is going to back up, and then you're going to have a conversation with
the landlord.
The landlord, the people the underneath
building,
you.
Yeah. The building manager.
Because then their shit clogs because all of these buildings are designed terribly.
With the same pipes and shit.
It's bad.
Someone's like, why is there ranch and hot sauce coming out of my sink in the kitchen?
There's ranch and hot sauce in the sink. There's hair and ashes on my deck.
Dude, I'm terrorizing those people.
Yeah.
All right.
For $300.
Yes.
You ruined the people's lives beneath you for
$300. All for a good joke, for a couple of gags.
There's
couple
a
laughs.
Finger coming up out of the bottom of my shower.
And it's flipping me off. All right.
It's
well, guys.
Spinning so fast. It's...
Thank you for listening. What a show.
Holy shit.
Mike.
What?
Thank you for being a wonderful host, co-host, co-boy.
Dude, thank you to Kevin. Thank you to the whole team.
Yeah, Ryan.
Kevin and Lima.
Lena.
And thank you for anyone subscribing to the Patreon. We've had a great time making stuff over there. It's always a good... It's always like a you know, we get together and we've done this show for such a long time. When we get together and do something a little off kilter for the Patreon, it's like we did a evolved episode of the show, and it's very nice.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff planned too. We're working on some fun stuff, and we put out this video where Mike and I were like Nintendo repair people, or like Nintendo like
game counselors.
Like you would call the hotline. And you'd be like, I can't get past Bowser. And they'd be like, well, did you jump over him after he shoots the fireball? No, we'll do that. And then jump on the axe. Yeah. Okay, bye. And it'd be like, you pay $1.99 or whatever.
Yeah.
Mike and I did a sketch with Kevin where we play those kind of characters, and it's real dumb.
And next week we got one plan where we put just our knees in the garbage disposal.
That's right. And see what happens. While it's off. That's the sound I made when I put my hand in there.
There's a drummer. God damn, man.
All right.
I never expected that story in a billion years.
I know. It's stupid. It's so stupid. It's like it's definitely the dumbest thing I've done while not having anyone around to help if something happened. You know?
Oh, man.
Sometimes you just stream for 5 hours. Your brain don't work.
Fuck, man. Fuck.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening to the show. Please go see Mike in Montreal.
Yeah, please. It's going to be a good life. It's going to be a milestone in my comedy career. And please, whatever you do, go to go.factor75.com/banter120. Promo code 120.
That was a HeadGum podcast.